The headlines. Budget session of Parliament begins. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman tables Economic Survey 2023-24 in Lok Sabha. GDP growth projected at 6.5 to 7% in Economic Survey. RBI expects inflation to be 4.5% in the current financial year. Finance Minister to present first budget of third term of NDA government tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says the budget will set strong foundation for Vikasit Bharat. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan asserts there is nothing to hide in the alleged NEETUD paper leak case. And in Women's T20 Asia Cup cricket, Sri Lanka win the toss and elect to bat against Malaysia in a Group B match in Dambulla, Sri Lanka. The budget session of Parliament began today. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman tabled the Economic Survey 2023-24 in the Lok Sabha. She will present the Union Budget 2024-25 tomorrow. The session, which will conclude on the 12th of August, will have 16 sittings. Our correspondent reports that this session will mainly be devoted to the financial business relating to the Union Budget for 2024-25. During the session, the government is likely to introduce six new bills. These include Disaster Management Amendment Bill, the Boilers Bill, the Bharatiya Vayuyan Vidheyak, the Coffee Promotion and Development Bill and the Rubber Promotion and Development Bill. Yesterday, the government held an all-party meeting in New Delhi to ensure smooth functioning of both the houses. The Economic Survey 2023-24 has projected a real gross domestic product GDP growth of 6.5 to 7% in financial year 2024-25. On the first day of the budget session, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman tabled the Economic Survey in the Lok Sabha.
I rise to lay on the table a copy each of the following papers, both in Hindi and English versions. Economic Survey 23-24, Economic Survey 23-24 Statistical Appendix.
According to the survey, domestic growth drivers have supported economic growth in financial year 2023-24 despite uncertain global economic performance. The survey mentions that the real GDP in financial year 2024 was 20% higher than its level in financial year 2020, a feat that only a very few major economies achieved, with strong possibility for robust growth in this financial year. It said growth has been inclusive, with a reduction in unemployment and multidimensional poverty and an increase in labour force participation. The survey states that the country's real GDP grew by 8.2% in the financial year 2024, posting growth of over 7% for a third consecutive year, driven by stable consumption demand and steadily improving investment demand. Net taxes at constant 2011-12 prices grew by 19.1% in the financial year 2024. On the inflation front, the Reserve Bank of India expects headline inflation to be 4.5% in financial year 2025 and 4.1% in financial year 2026. The International Monetary Fund has projected an inflation rate of 4.6% in 2024 and 4.2% in 2025 for India. It further mentions that a normal rainfall forecast by the India Meteorological Department and the satisfactory spread of the southwest monsoon are likely to improve agriculture sector performance and support the revival of rural demand. The government today said that decriminalizing 63 major offences under company law have resulted in a boost to the market, pendency reduction and ease of doing business in the country. Replying to supplementaries during the question hour in the Lok Sabha, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said two special drives were launched by the Ministry of Corporate Laws for reducing pending cases. The first drive was launched in 2017 and the second drive was launched in 2023. She informed the House that till July this year, 6,294 withdrawals were made in various courts, and this has boosted the economy in many ways. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the Union Budget to be presented tomorrow will set the direction for the journey of the next 5 years and lay the foundation for fulfilling the dream of Vikasit Bharat in 2047. Addressing the media outside Parliament ahead of the commencement of the budget session today, Mr. Modi said people have given their verdict in the recent Lok Sabha polls and now all political parties must come together for the country for the next 5 years.
ये बजट अमृत काल का एक महत्वपूर्ण बजट है। हमें 5 साल का जो अवसर मिला है, आज का बजट हमारे उन 5 साल के कार्य की दिशा भी तय करेगा। 2047 जब आजादी के 100 साल होंगे, तब विकसित भारत का जो हमारा सपना है, उस सपने को पूरा करने की मजबूत नींव वाला बजट लेकर के हम कल देश के सामने आएंगे।
Mr. Modi urged the political parties to rise above party lines and dedicate themselves to the country for the next 4.5 years. He added that all parties should participate for the empowerment of the farmers, youth and the country as they can engage in political battles in the election year of 2029.
मैं सभी राजनीतिक दलों से भी कहूंगा कि आइए हम आने वाले 4-4.5 साल दल से ऊपर उठ करके सिर्फ और सिर्फ देश को समर्पित होकर के संसद के इस गरिमापूर्ण मंच का हम उपयोग करें। देश के गरीब, देश के किसान, देश के युवा, देश की महिलाएं, उनके सामर्थ्य के लिए, उनको एम्पावर करने के लिए जन भागीदारी का एक जन आंदोलन खड़ा कर करके 2047 के सपने को पूरा करने के लिए हम पूरी ताकत लगाएं।
The government today asserted that there is no evidence of paper leaks in the last 7 years and it is hiding nothing in the alleged NETUG paper leak case. Replying to supplementaries during the question hour in the Lok Sabha, Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan said National Testing Agency has conducted 240 examinations since its formation and over 4 crore 50 lakh students have appeared in the examinations conducted by the NTA. Rejecting the allegations levelled by the opposition parties that paper leak incidents have become rampant in the country, Mr. Pradhan said the CBI is investigating into the matter and the NET examination issue is sub judice in the Supreme Court.
सुप्रीम कोर्ट ने ऑर्डर दिया, पूरा विद्यार्थियों की सूची को वेबसाइट में उपलब्ध करा दो। सब पिछले 3 दिन से देश भर की सारे विद्यार्थियों की लिस्ट पब्लिक डोमेन में उपलब्ध है। ये सारा चीज खुले पे है और कई प्रकार की तर्क आ चुका है।
Earlier, Mr. Gandhi, while raising the alleged paper leak issue, said there is a very serious problem in the country's examination system. He criticized Mr. Pradhan over the issue, questioning what exactly the government is doing to fix the issue.
The issue is there are millions of students in this country who are extremely concerned at what is going on and who are convinced that the Indian examination system is a fraud. And that is why we are asking some very simple questions to Honorable Minister. As this is a systemic issue, what exactly are you doing to fix this issue at a systemic level?
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates, round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts.
Union Budget 2024-25.
Join Akashwani News for a special day-long live program on Union Budget 2024-25.
In-depth analysis by experts, special budget bulletins, reactions on the budget, and exclusive interviews.
Tune in to 100.1 MHz Akashwani Gold Channel from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. tomorrow, 23rd of July.
Live streaming of the entire program will also be available on our YouTube channel, News On Air Official.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Midday News. The Supreme Court stayed the directions issued by the Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand governments, which asked the shop owners to display names on the Kanwar Yatra route. A bench of Justices Rishikesh Roy and S.V.N. Bhatti heard the matter and asked the state government to file responses till Friday. The bench, however, clarified that the eateries should display the type of food being served. Meanwhile, the annual Kanwar Yatra for Shravan month begins today. During the Yatra, a large number of people visit pilgrimage sites such as Haridwar, Gaumukh and Gangotri in Uttarakhand to fetch holy waters of Ganga River. In Bihar, a large number of devotees are reaching at different temples. Shravani Mela are being organized at several places in the state. More from our correspondent.
In Bihar, the atmosphere has become devotional with chanting of Bol Bum and Har Har Mahadev on the first Monday of Shravan month. In Sultanganj in Bhagalpur district, thousands of Kanwariya are fetching holy Ganga water and proceeding to Devghar for Jalabhishek of Lord Shiva at Baba Baidnath Dham. At the famous Shiva temple of Baba Garib Nath in Muzaffarpur, large number of devotees have thronged to perform Jalabhishek. Elaborate security arrangements and crowd management have been made across the state. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
In Uttar Pradesh, on the first Monday of Shravan month, there was a huge rush of devotees in Lord Shiva temples since morning. More from our correspondent.
In Varanasi, the city of Lord Shiva, there have been queues of Kanwariyas since late night for worship and Jalabhishek of Kashi Vishwanath. All the necessary arrangements have been made for the devotees by the temple administration. According to the temple administration, more than 6 lakh devotees are expected to reach Vishwanath Dham on the first Monday of Shravan. With the report of Om Avasthi, this is Aishwarya Rainigam from Akashvani, Delhi.
Our Bhopal correspondent has filed this report.
Administrator of Mahakaleshwar Temple Management Committee in Ujjain, Mrinal Meena, said that the first procession of Lord Mahakaleshwar will be taken out today through the traditional route with pomp and splendor. Mahakal will meet the devotees in the form of Man Mahesh. Special decorations were also done in other temples of the state today, and devotees have arriving in large numbers since morning. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
Meanwhile, in Delhi, police has issued a traffic advisory for the Kanwar Yatra. A large number of Kanwariyas reach Delhi and some of them travel to Haryana and Rajasthan through Delhi borders. Motorists and road users are advised to plan their travel in advance to avoid inconvenience and delays. The Intermeteorological Department, IMD, has forecast extremely heavy rainfall over Uttarakhand and Himachal Pradesh, West Madhya Pradesh and Gujarat till tomorrow. In Maharashtra, there is a flood-like situation in some parts of eastern Vidarbha due to heavy rains over the last 2 days. The Mumbai police has issued an advisory asking citizens to avoid going out in coastal areas in view of the heavy rainfall in the city. In Telangana, incessant heavy rains continue to lash several parts of the state, leading to flooding at some places. The Krishna and Godavari rivers are in spate due to the heavy rains in the upper riparian areas and river basins. In Asia Cup Women's T20 cricket, hosts Sri Lanka were 13 for 1 in 2.2 overs a short while ago against Malaysia in a Group B match in Dambulla. Earlier, Sri Lanka opted to bat after winning the toss. Sri Lanka women has already registered a 7-wicket victory over Bangladesh women in their previous fixture. The process to file nominations for 2025 Padma Awards, one of the highest civilian honours, is open till the 15th of September this year. Union Home Ministry said the nominations and recommendations for Padma Awards will be received online on the Rashtriya Puraskar portal. The Padma Awards, namely Padma Vibhushan, Padma Bhushan and Padma Shri, are amongst the highest civilian awards of the country. In our bilingual live phone-in program, Public Speak, at 9:30 p.m. tonight, we will bring an insightful discussion on ease of filing income tax return with Soumya Achar, Commissioner of Income Tax, and Sanjeeva Narayan, Chartered Accountant. During the program, listeners will have the opportunity to pose questions to our guests relating to filing income tax returns, such as old and new tax regime, Form 16, amongst others. To participate, dial the telephone number 011-234-21050 and 011-233-1444, 9:30 p.m. onwards tonight. Alternatively, you can also send your queries via WhatsApp to the number 9289094044 or post your questions on X with the hashtag AskAIR. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Budget session of Parliament begins. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman tables Economic Survey 2023-24 in Lok Sabha. GDP growth projected at 6.5 to 7% in Economic Survey. RBI expects inflation to be 4.5% in the current financial year. Finance Minister to present first budget of third term of NDA government tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says the budget will set strong foundation for Vikasit Bharat. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan asserts there is nothing to hide in the alleged NEET UG paper leak case. And in Women's T20 Asia Cup cricket, Sri Lanka win the toss and elect to bat against Malaysia in a Group B match in Dambulla, Sri Lanka. And with that, we end the midday news.